Well, you know, far, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
The war in Korea was over. Captain, now Major Bennett Marco, had been reassigned to Army Intelligence in Washington. It was, by and large, a pleasant assignment, except for one thing. Night after night, the Major was plagued by the same reoccurring nightmare.
Allow me to introduce our American visitors. I must ask you to forgive their somewhat lackadaisical manners, but I have conditioned them, or brainwashed them, which I understand is the new American word, to believe that they are waiting out a storm in the lobby of a small hotel in New Jersey, where a meeting of the Ladies' Garden Club is in progress.
So what do you think of the Manchurian candidate theory?
Yes, you got it.
That actually there's some secret deal between Trump, who's secretly a Democrat, and the Democrats, so that he can infiltrate the Republican Party and destroy it from within.
Bill Clinton encouraged him to get in the race. I don't know. So, I'm seeing a conspiracy here.
So he's the Manchurian candidate.
Well then, comrade.
May I present the famous Raymond Shaw?
Young man, you've flown 8,000 miles to this dreary spot in Manchuria to see. Raymond, pull your chair over here by me, please. I am sure you've all heard the old wives' tale that no hypnotized subject may be forced to do that which is repellent to his moral nature, whatever that may be. Nonsense, of course. Oh, you note-takers might set down a reminder to consult Brennan's paper, Experiments in the Hypnotic Production of Antisocial and Self-Injurious Behavior, or Wells' 1941 paper, which was titled, I believe, Experiments in the Hypnotic Production of Crime.
Or, of course, Andrew Salter's remarkable book, Conditioned Reflex Therapy, to name only three. Or if it offends you that only the West is working to manufacture more crime and better criminals.
Against the modern shortages, I suggest Krasnogorsky's Primary Violence Motivation, or Seurat's The Unilateral Suggestion to Self-Destruction.
My dear Yen, as you grow older, you grow more long-winded. And to get to the point, has the man ever killed anyone? Or has he not?
I apologize, my dear Dimitri.
Yes, Mueller thinks that Trump is a Manchurian candidate.
He thinks he's what?
He thinks Trump is the Manchurian candidate. And I will tell you, I disagree with that.
Raymond has been a crack shot since childhood.
Marvelous outlet for his aggressions. May I have the bayonet, please?
Not with the knife, with the hands.
With the hands?
Here, have him use this.
Ah, da, da. Raymond, whom do you dislike the least in your group here today?
The least?
That's right.
A week from today, the president is set to meet behind closed doors with Russian President Vladimir Putin one-on-one plus translators. The meeting is raising concerns, grave ones, among U.S. allies and some of the president's own advisors, that Trump will be outmatched by Putin, who has reportedly been cultivating their personal relationship in a series of phone calls. According to the Washington Post, the Russian president complains to Trump about fake news and laments the U.S. foreign policy establishment, the deep state, in Putin's words, is conspiring against them. It's not us, Putin has told Trump. It's the subordinates fighting against our friendship. It's beautiful. The precise relationship between the two leaders is at the heart of the mystery still surrounding the 2016 election. Did the Trump campaign, did the candidate at the heart of it, conspire with Russia to subvert American democracy? Or does Russia have some kind of leverage over Donald Trump? In a new cover story from New York Magazine, writer Jonathan Chait argues, we have not allowed ourselves to consider the full range of possibilities. Chait lays out what could be considered the worst-case scenario for Trump-Russia collusion, that Donald Trump has been a Russian intelligence asset since 1987. New York Magazine's Jonathan Chait joins me now. So, okay. It sounds insane. I just want to say, it really does. Like, the idea that he goes to Moscow in 87, is cultivated as a Russian intelligence asset, and is this sort of, like, sleeper cell for decades sounds nuts. It sounds like the stuff of conspiracy theories. Why are you not insane?
So, that's a great question, Chris. I get that all the time. First of all, the piece acknowledges that that is probably not true, but it might be. And one of the reasons I wrote this is you need to take seriously some of these low probability, high impact scenarios. You know, before the election, sort of everyone heard that Hillary Clinton had about an 80% chance of winning. And we all just treated it like that meant 100% and didn't think about what would that 20% alternative really mean. So that's part of what I'm doing with this, with aspects of this piece, like this trip to Moscow, you know. What would it mean if it really went that deep? Now, there's a lot of ways in which this scandal could be really bad and not go that deep. But I think you need to consider that for another reason, which is that everyone always says, well, this has been Trump's view forever. All this stuff he's saying about the Western allies splitting us apart from the West and how he's sort of pissing on them all the time and saying, you know, we should let them go their own way. That's just what he's always thought. It's not really what he's always thought. It's what he's thought since 1987. He never thought that before then, or at least he never said it before then. And in 1987 is when he went to Moscow and he's feted by the Russians and tours Moscow. And then he comes back. Then he starts talking about running for president for the first time. And then he starts talking for the first time about how our allies are a bunch of freeloaders and we should kick him to the curb.
Yeah, and we should say that I just want to be clear here. He is really consistent on that point, right? The idea that this sort of zero-sum view that our allies are free riding and we're paying for it. He takes out full-page ads at $100,000. He sounds identical to how he does now, right? The idea that, like, we're getting abused, we're getting taken for granted, and we're paying for other people's defense.
We're paying for other people's defense who were defending against the Russians.
Right, at that point particularly, yes.
So it really dovetails with Russian foreign policy interests then and now. Now, again, that's probably a coincidence, but it might not be. I mean, I think, you know, you have to take seriously the possibility that it's not a coincidence. And, you know, I try to assemble all the information that I think can be brought to bear on this question. Like, I quote John Brennan, who was the CIA director as recently as 2016, who said that he thinks the Russians have something over on Donald Trump. And the weird thing is that thinking like the CIA director, hey, maybe he knows what he's talking about, that's the kook theory as we understand it. Like, the kooks are the ones who are saying, we should listen to the guy who's running the CIA. Usually, the kooks are saying the CIA is part of the conspiracy.
Right.
And now it's kooks who say, let's listen.
You notice how he is always drawn to authority? That won't do, Raymond. We need the captain to get you your medal. Who else?
Well, I guess Ed Mavoli, ma'am.
Ah, that's better. Now then, Raymond, take this scarf and strangle Ed Mavoli to death.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am. Pardon me.
Hey, Sarge, cut it out. Quiet, Ed, please. Now you just sit there quietly. Cooperate.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Tom.
I'm sorry, Senator, but what exactly are you suggesting I do?
Bow out gracefully. Personal reasons, an obscure illness. Yield your spot on the ticket and go into seclusion.
Oh, that's what this is about.
And then surrender yourself to federal authorities. Help them trace this thing to its source and address whatever damage may have been done to you. And I'll be waiting for your press announcement first thing in the morning, and then we'll talk.
Tom, if there's any inkling of truth in any of these charges, if anyone has ever harmed a hair on his head, I will find out about it.
You have 12 hours, Senator.
But if it's not true, I will see you impeached on the floor of the Senate and bury you.
Good night.
Can't tell me life was meant to be like this. A black man in a world dominated by whiteness. Ever since the Declaration of Independence, we've been easily brainwashed by just one sentence. It goes, all men are created equal. That's why corrupt governments kill innocent people. With chemical warfare, they created crack and AIDS. Got the public thinking these were things that black folks made. And every time there's violence shown in the media, usually it's a black thing. So where are they leading you? To a world full of ignorance, hatred and prejudice. TV and the news for years, they have fed you this. Foolish notion that blacks are all criminals, violent lowlifes, and then even animals. I'm telling the truth, so some suckers are fearing me, but I must do my part to combat the conspiracy.
Schools, churches.
The SAT is not geared for the lower class, so why waste time even trying to pass? The educational system presumes you to fail. The next place is the corner, then after that, jail. You gotta understand that this has all been conspired to put a strain on our brains so that the strong grow tired. It even exists when you go to your church, 'cause up on the wall, a white Jesus lurks. They use your subconscious to control your will. They've done it for a while and developed the skill to make you wanna kill even your own brother, man. Black against black, you see, it's part of their plan. They wanna send us to war and they wanna ban rap. What they really wanna do is get rid of us blacks. Genocide is for real, and I hope that you're hearing me. You must be aware to combat the conspiracy.
In the arts, business, industry.
Even in this rap game, all the glitters ain't gold. Now the rap is big business, the snakes got bold. They give you whack contracts and try to make you go pop, 'cause they have no regard for real hip hop. They'll compare you to others and say, but yo, he sells. And you know in your heart that he's weak as hell. So you say, I ain't doing that corny stuff. But they tell you that your chop positions will go up. Sometimes they front big time and make you many promises. And then when they break them, that's when your mama says, son, you're making records, but that guy seems shady. It could be too late and your career could be played, G. I hope you listen to the things that I'm sharing, see. We all have a job to combat the conspiracy.
I'm debating Pocahontas, right? I promise you I'll do this. I will take, you know those little kits they sell on television for $2? Learn your heritage. We will take that little kit and say, but we have to do it gently, because we're in the Me Too generation, so we have to be very gentle. And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian.
But I know what you're saying. You're saying, Stephen, did he ramble for 2 straight minutes about Elton John, hockey, and brains? Let's find out.
I have broken more Elton John records. He seems to have a lot of records. And we beat, and I, by the way, I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ. No organ. Elton has an organ. And lots of other people helping. No, we've broken a lot of records. We've broken virtually every record because, you know, look, I only need this space. They need much more room. For basketball, for hockey, for all the sports, they need a lot of room. We don't need it. We have people in that space. So we break all these records. But really, we do it without, like, the musical instruments. This is the only musical, the mouth. And hopefully the brain attached to the mouth, right? The brain, more important than the mouth, is the brain. The brain is much more important.
Hey, for no reason, remember when people were thinking Trump's brain might be on the fritz, but then his doctor, Ronnie Jackson, says it wasn't because Trump took a test where he successfully identified a camel? But then Dr. Ronnie turned out to be a pill-popping dealer who drank on the job, but then we never sent in another non-pill doctor to test Trump's brain? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Something's got me thinking about that. Now, we have to remember this is the President of the United States talking, and I, frankly, do not feel qualified to respond to his Elton John brain speech.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space.
Sir Elton John inspired one of President Trump's most famous monikers.
Rocket Man should have been handled a long time ago.
And this week, the State Department denied a report that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hand-delivered an Elton John CD to North Korea. That might have been far-fetched, but really, President Trump is a huge Elton John fan.
I think Elton John is great.
The singer isn't just a Trump tool for diplomacy. Elton John was even part of a Trumpian riff this week at a political rally in Montana.
I have broken more Elton John records.
A theme that's come up before.
Yeah, they said it was like if Elton John came and we broke that record.
Elton John, I'm no longer competing with politicians. I'm competing with musical talent.
Tiny Dancer.
During his 2016 presidential campaign, Elton John hits Tiny Dancer and Rocket Man were songless staples at Trump rallies. The president even touted some performance advice he says he got from the Brit.
Elton John's a good friend of mine, and he said to me, you know, when you finish with a great song, get off the stage.
His love for the pop star precedes his political career. In 2013, Trump posted this photo pegging Elton John as his piano teacher. But when it comes to politics, the liberal activist doesn't feel the love.
I cannot wait for Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States.
Now, as President Trump prepares for a trip to Great Britain, the music legend offers this prediction about the royal legend who knighted Sir Elton John.
The odds of you dancing with the Queen at Windsor Castle back were very, very long.
Good evening, children. You know, President Donald Turnip said a lot of good things on that loud place. Yes, the brain is the captain of the mouth, but did he ever stop to consider that the hands don't know what the eyes can see or hear?
On the path toward denuclearization in North Korea, there seems to be some major bumps in the road. It's been less than a month after Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un met at a whirlwind summit, but now tensions are flaring again.
Glorious peoples of North Korea, the Trump-Kim relationship is on the rocks. I found out that he has been two-timing me with another dictator. They will be all summiting together and stuff. What gives, Don? I gave you my heart. You gave me this Elton John CD signed not by Elton John. Did our summit mean nothing? We shook hands for a really long time. That's like diplomacy third base. But I guess it was just whim, bim, thank you, Kim. All I have left is our memories. Oh, and of course, all my nuclear weapons.
Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened. And I think we have to talk to Germany about it. Germany is a captive of Russia because they supply. They got rid of their coal plants. They got rid of their nuclear. They're getting so much of the oil and gas from Russia. I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. You and I agree that it's inappropriate. I don't know what you can do about it now, but it certainly doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia, and now we have to defend them against Russia.
Still recovering from watching America's Next Top Justice last night. Did you watch the announcements? Everybody watched the announcement last night at 9 o'clock? I had a little drinking game. Mm-hmm. I would pour myself a drink every time my glass was empty. I won. Of course, last night the real winner was Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, which means I have Trump nomination bingo. See? It's all squares that say white guy. That's great. It's not a hard game to play. Back in 2009, Kavanaugh wrote that Congress should pass a law exempting a president while in office from criminal prosecution and investigation, including from questioning by criminal prosecutors or defense counsel. So, Trump picked the guy who thinks presidents shouldn't be prosecuted. That's like Steph Curry picking the ref, and the ref previously ruled Warriors number one. Woo! Leave the president alone might seem to be an odd position from a guy like Kavanaugh, who worked for Ken Starr's investigation of Bill Clinton. But that was before Kavanaugh worked for George W. Bush. He explains, my chief takeaway from working in the White House for 5.5 years is that the job of president is far more difficult than any other civilian position in government. So, he thinks the president should be above the law because his job is hard. Prior to becoming a judge, Kavanaugh was involved in some of the biggest partisan fights of the last 20 years. For instance, he represented Elian Gonzalez, the boy who was taken by immigration back to Cuba. ¿Dónde está Elian? It is day 6,654. Remember when Republicans got upset when we tried to take one Hispanic child away from his family?
Well, I have a solution. Tell people not to come to our country illegally. That's the solution.
2 weeks ago, a federal judge in San Diego ordered that all of the children under the age of 5 be reunited with their parents as of today. And the government told the court that 102 children under the age of 5 have been separated from their families, and that as of today's court session, the government was able to reunite only four of those children with their families. Government lawyers told the judge in San Diego that they hoped to reunite more later today. Because the government now has to account for every one of these children in court, the Department of Health and Human Services was forced to reveal today that they have no idea what to do with one of the children who might actually be a citizen of the United States. In documents filed in court and in a press release, the Department of Health and Human Services said one child cannot be reunified at this time because the parent's location has been unknown for more than a year. Records show the parent and child might be U.S. citizens. The judge ordered the government to speed up the process of reunification, while another federal judge in Los Angeles overseeing the Flores case, which has established the rules for holding children crossing the border in federal custody, denied the Trump government's request to change the Flores rules to allow children to be held in custody for more than 20 days. The judge in the Flores case said that the Trump administration's legal argument for changing the rules was, quote, tortured. Faced with these court orders, the New York Times reports tonight that the Trump administration will release hundreds of migrant families wearing ankle bracelet monitors into the United States, effectively returning to the catch and release policy that President Trump promised to eliminate.
Sí, sé que hoy es la fecha límite que
han dado. I know today is the deadline.
Pero a la vez no, a mí no me han dicho nada. Eso
but
me
they
preocupa.
Haven't told me anything.
Porque sé que
it worries
el más pequeño
me.
Tiene tan solo 2 años.
Because the youngest one is
creo
only two.
Creo que él es uno de los niños que debe ser entregado porque
he is one of the kids that should be reunified.
Pero no, me siento preocupada a la vez de no saber nada, no me han dicho
but
nada.
But I'm very concerned because I don't know anything.
The sheer level of incompetence of this administration in dealing with this issue. There's just such callous indifference. They are not treating these people as carefully as airlines treat dogs whom you ship overseas.
Le pregunto por mi esposa que si yo estaba vivo o según él, según mi niño que yo estaba muerto. Cuando le hablé el lunes, mi niño estaba llorando. Papá, ya no me quieres, va, me dijo. ¿Por qué no me has llamado? Me dijo. Uno no es, yo sé que no es mi culpa.
Think about it. A sociopathic, misogynist millionaire, evolved from celebrity to undeserving folk hero, suddenly has evidence piling up that he may have done something terrible, and he puts the whole system on trial. If that sounds familiar at all to you, it's because it's basically the story of OJ all over again. Trump is going full OJ, and it's working. Now, what does it mean to go full OJ? Well, in one sense, it means to murder two people. But it also means to sway a jury by building a wild, implausible conspiracy that the system is corrupted. The reason Hannity throws out so many theories may well be that he knows if he can discredit any part of Mueller's investigation, he convinced people the whole thing is a total sham. And that is the same angle that OJ's lawyers took. And the thing is, these tactics have worked in the past, quite famously, in fact. There are differences between the two defenses. The OJ trial had, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. We have collusion, delusion, conclusion, illusion, which, if anything, is even dumber. And look, I'm not saying that Trump is guilty. We honestly don't know. But even if the Mueller investigation doesn't prove that Trump personally colluded with the Russians, that doesn't mean the whole thing was a witch hunt or a waste of time. The process of finding out is really important, and it needs to be seen through to its conclusion. And my fear right now is that we are headed in a direction where even if Mueller comes back with irrefutable evidence, Trump could just pardon himself and put out a book called If I Did It, and a very large portion of the country would buy it.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.